When you're keen on fishing,
whoa, got one.
There's nothing better than having a friend in the know. It's the real fishing spot on the wave with Jai Sheridan.
Yep, certainly weather plays a big part. Doesn't it, Jai? What a weekend.
Absolutely. It's an absolute cracker coming up.
Ooh,
Can't wait.
Well, we're getting into some finer, warmer weather. I'm not sure whether that's affecting what's available around the place, but let's start off on the land-based fish. Well, not that sounds kind of weird, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Fish on land.
The people fishing land-based.
Yes.
In the Dawsville Cut, they've been getting a few King George whiting and tarwine. The herring have been a little bit slow in the last few weeks. Hopefully with this warm weather, we should start seeing them coming back a bit.
Yep.
There's been a few tailor off the estuarine being caught. And walking the rock walls at night, I've been getting a few nice-sized squid as well. They're finally starting to come back.
Yeah, good.
Particularly that northern wall. It's worth going down on a nice, calm night, incoming tide. You're getting, there's been some nice-sized ones.
Right.
People wading estuary flats have been finding some really nice yellowfin whiting. The key to finding them at the moment is finding the warm patches of water because we're not getting those consistent 40-degree days yet. So wade around till you find the nice, warm water.
How do you find warm water?
You'll feel it. You know, you'll feel it'll be cold and then you'll just feel a patch of warm water.
Oh, okay.
That's where you'll find that. That's where the whiting will be feeding at their most, particularly on the surface lures. The subsurface lures, it doesn't seem to matter as much, but just if you can find that warm water, that's where they've been feeding.
Okay.
And the bream have continued to fish really well in the Murray and also the canals. We've been catching some rippers out of the canals in Mandurah and also a couple around Ravenswood, so that'd be a good starting point. Down the beaches, there's been a few tailor and mulloway caught along the White Hills and Preston stretch. This northern stretch has been a little bit more quiet as there's been a fair bit of weeded out areas, but if you can find somewhere not weeded out, you've got a good chance of some small but medium-sized mulloway.
Right.
Crabs, they're still a little bit on the small side. Recreationally, guys are still getting a bit of a feed. You're probably still, I reckon, mid-December before you see some good-sized crabs, but the land-based guys have been getting them in the canals and the marina, and if you're going to be going in the boat, just drop netting in the Harvey along the drop-offs is your best bet.
Yep.
For the boats, there hasn't been a huge amount of boat fishing to be done with the demersal band still on, but if you want, if you're itching to get out, you can head out into the sand patches 10 to 20 metres and find some nice sand whiting and along with a few nice King George. And for trolling in the estuary, there's been some really nice-sized tailor getting caught, particularly in the Harvey around all the channel markers.
Right, okay. Latest gadget from Tucky's Tackle. I'm not even going to attempt this because I just embarrassed myself, so you tell us what it is.
It's a Zipbait Zoia 49S.
Okay, Zoia.
Zoia.
Yeah.
It's a little prawn imitation lure. It's probably one of the most realistic prawn imitation lures I've ever seen.
Right.
Perfect for whiting. Also another good one for brim. It sinks slowly, so you can either hop it along the sandbanks, or if you're fishing for brim, you can kind of cast into a snag and let it sink and then hop it back out.
Right.
Awesome little
Zipbait Zoia 49S. What's that worth?
$21.95. It's coming out of Japan. It's an expensive little thing, but you will not find a more realistic prawn imitation.
There you go. Give it a bash. Of course, available at Tucky's Tackle. They are open all weekend, and you are not working, so you are out and about. Mate, have yourself fabulous weekend fishing. We look forward to catching you again next Friday, mate.
Cool. See you next weekend.
There we go. That's Jai Sheridan, the real fishing spot on the wave.